Yes, restaurant week, you know, is always an adventure for me. I've been threatening to kill the guy that started it for about 7 years now. And
still can't find him.
I mean, we embrace it. At this point, it's just become comedy, you know, and there are basically a few different kinds of customers that come out. You have restaurant week, you have people who don't know it's restaurant week, come in, see the deal, take right. advantage of it and have fun with it. You have people who know it's restaurant week, they come in and, you know, they order the restaurant week menu, and generally people always spend the same amount that they're comfortable with. So if the food is a little less, they, you know, they upgrade a bottle of wine, they right. do whatever they do. Then you have the restaurant week people that you see once every 365 days who want the, you know, soda with the ice on the side so it's filled to the top. You know, they want right. to make sure they ring out every, you know.
Little fuzzy.
Yeah. You know, there are some people who come into a restaurant not because they're hungry, but because they need some attention.
Okay.
And they need more attention than everybody else at the table. So we had this one woman. She orders a skirt steak. She sends it back. She didn't like the skirt steak. So then she has a chicken, right? She sends the chicken back. She doesn't like the chicken. Now she orders the pork shank. And she didn't realize the pork shank had a bone in it. Sends the pork shank back. And now she's looking at the menu again. And I said to the waiter, I'm done. He's what do you mean? I'm through.
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are
yeah.
that I'm going to send another dish out and it's not coming? I'm 0 for 3. I'm not going 0 for 4. So he goes out and he says, you know, the chef says, maybe another restaurant is for you. Maybe yeah. this isn't for you. You know, well, I want to order food. But you did 3 times. You know what I mean? What's my guarantee that you're going to eat what I had? I'm through with this. I can't do it anymore. And I didn't. And I said to the waiter, I said, this has nothing to do with food. This has to do with attention. She's yeah. got a sufficient amount of it. I've given her $27.95's worth of attention.
Yes.
She can take that, go home and have a bologna sandwich, whatever it is that, you know, makes you sweaty. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. I'm done doing it. I have another 500 people here who are sane yeah. that I'm trying to deal with.
Right,
you know?
Right.
If God wanted me to be a psychologist, he'd have sent me to school. You know?